Here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, we're going to talk a little bit more about Mayumi because she's coming to Collingwood for the Collingwood Summer Music Festival. That is a program that is getting underway July 18th. My very special guest in studio now is Daniel Nukowski, who is serving as the artistic director, also a fine concert pianist. You've been here before. You know the drill. I want to know where the idea came from for a Collingwood Summer Music Festival, and I understand it wasn't a summer day.
Absolutely. To call on a wonderful quote by Leonard Bernstein, to do great things in art, one needs only two ingredients. Number one is a plan, and number two, just not enough time to accomplish it. And that's basically the story of the Collingwood Music Festival in a nutshell. I had come to do a fundraiser and just kind of thought of the idea. How lovely it would be with my parents retiring around the corner in Wasaga Beach to have a wonderful music series in the summer that residents and tourists, visitors could enjoy. And sure enough, mid-April, I thought it was a lovely day in Vienna. I would come down and do a fundraiser for Home Horizon, Barbara Wider Home. And sure enough, that day when I was supposed to play, we couldn't even leave our house. A snow squall had come in and canceled the concert. And we shifted the concert to the summer of 2017. So there we go. That's the story.
Well, snowstorms in the Collingwood area, you understand that's why we put ski hills here.
Yes.
We ordered them up. We got a lot of snow, so let's put some big mountains over there. And that's true. But it's a great story to explain how out of, you know, some kind of a you know, bad thing can come something as great as this festival. And it's ambitious. Tell me about the seven or eight. Well, we'll go through them one by one. Opening night is July 18th, and you've picked a venue, the New Life Church Auditorium, which is spectacular.
It's a wonderful venue. It's literally the best that we have for our needs, and a great acoustics, spacious auditorium, comfortable seating for our guests and patrons. And it's ideal for our inaugural concert. We're going to have 65 musicians coming on stage. I thought the best possible work we could do to inaugurate the first anniversary of the festival is to have Beethoven, the embodiment of the Enlightenment era, community, unity, brotherly love, equality for all people. What better way to celebrate than to program and end our first day with that work.
His choral fantasy, and you've brought along the Elmer Eisler Singers, none better.
Yes, Elmer Eisler Singers, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. Wonderful award-winning ensemble, doing spectacular work all throughout the country. And we're partnering them with Brian Race Choral Works.
A local group excellent.
And we have a stellar cast, Mayumi Zeiler.
We heard her just moments ago.
On violin. I'll be joining in on piano for the last work, just the last work, just the choral fantasy. over 20 minutes. I still have nightmares about it. If I could just digress with a little story on how the work came about in Vienna. It was on the Theater an der Wien, and Beethoven was hosting a fundraiser for himself in 1808. And it was a complete nightmare. Everything went wrong. And I still have dreams. Lately I had a dream about our inaugural night at the Collingwood Summer Music Festival, and some band from Tennessee got the New Life Church that day.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, how are we going to do this? All my orchestral musicians, everyone's panicking. And it turns out that Beethoven, when he had inaugurated this work in 1808, everything went wrong for him that day. It was a cold, damp day. There was no heating in Vienna at the theater at that time. And he got into a fight with one of his soprano soloists, and he had to scurry to find someone to replace her at the event. And the musicians weren't totally engaged in the performance either. They thought, oh no, this modern composer, Beethoven, you know, another one of his crazy works.
There wasn't a band from Tennessee, though.
No.
Not in that case. Okay.
That, right.
In your dream.
Right.
But it was only a dream. So
exactly.
I know it will go off beautifully. Mayumi Zeiler, whom we heard earlier, is also doing a solo piece in this program.
Yes, actually, she's bringing her Zeiler strings. They are doing a
family group.
A family group. group, right, right. And we'll have actually three violins opening the delightful work.
So 60-plus musicians and singers, Elmer Eisler singers, choral works, Mayumi Zeiler, Daniel Nukofsky, the Collingwood Festival Orchestra, and you're going to hear some Mozart, you're going to hear the Beethoven Choral Fantasy. That's opening night. Just one of the performances on July 18th at the New Life Church Auditorium. Moving along, you're bringing in Quartetto Gelato.
Yes, iconic Canadian ensemble. And we're absolutely thrilled that they could join us. They have such a busy tour. We literally had to work with their schedule. We had to have them assign us a date.
And they assigned July 20th.
July 20th.
Put that one in your calendar. You jump ahead to August the 4th. And you've got a couple of things. There's a performance in the evening with Diana Braithwaite and Chris Whiteley. But before that, at noon, something free for the kids.
Yes, they have a special group, a special presentation for families with children. And they'll be introducing the blues, which is what they do. Cool jazz, hot blues, that's their genre. And they have a special one-hour presentation for families with children. It's delightful.
Stories of the Underground Railroad, enchanting music and original songs. That one is August the 1st. August 2nd, next day, some people from Zimbabwe. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a Toronto-based group of eight performers, and they work on traditional Zimbabwe instruments. It's, again, a group very colorful, completely different than everything else we have. Planned in terms of classical and jazz and family events. So this is completely exotic, and they put on a wonderful show.
A tango ensemble on August 3rd. On August 9th, the Ralston String Quartet, and you're going to be playing with them as well.
Yes.
And then on August the 11th, again, something for the whole family, and this is unique. It's a blend of some family fun with Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals and the Rock Carrier. The hockey sweater. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow with Bob Misson, but you tell me the basics.
Yes, of course, the Saint-Saëns, Carnival of the Animals, is a hit with orchestras all around the world. Basically, animals come to life in the form of music, and we've gone one step further by using a mime artist to mime out the animals on stage. And have a narrator on stage to walk people through.
Not just a narrator, a Canadian iconic actor, R.H. Thompson, yes.
R.H. Thompson.
Well, this sounds fantastic, and tickets can be bought either for the whole festival, there's an early bird option, or you can buy individual concerts. Talk about the early bird, because it's about to expire.
Yes, only 1 week more, and the early bird rate will go up to the normal rate for the Gold Pass. That gets entry into all the performances, all nine performances. And we also have a silver pass for those that only want to do the three July performances. And individual tickets are also fairly priced. And I also really want to acknowledge our two major presenting sponsors, the Monaco Classical Condominiums. Please visit monacolife.ca. And wonderful Gerard Buckley, who runs Mortgage Wellness. JaguarMortgages.ca. We thank them and acknowledge them full-heartedly for making all this possible.
The Collingwood Summer Music Festival will showcase performances of the highest caliber, presenting internationally renowned artists in classical, jazz, world music. Starts July 18th, couple of concerts specially for kids. And you've just heard about the ticketing options. I'm going to give you a website, collingwoodfestival.com. You can find out everything you know there, collingwoodfestival.com. Or call this number, 1-866-382-2200. That's collingwoodfestival.com or 1-866-382-2200. It's a huge undertaking, Daniel, to put something like this on. Yes, you have sponsors. Yes, you're selling tickets. But you still could use some extra help with donations.
Absolutely, absolutely. We welcome donations, volunteers, and, you know, ushers, people who can help drive the artists. This is all essential. Ticket sales only cover roughly half the costs of putting on something of this caliber with having top internationally renowned artists. So we're very grateful for the support the community in Collingwood has shown. But it's never enough. So
well,
we gratefully...
You're bringing something very special to
absolutely.
Our community. And so I know the folks in the community are going to step up. And
thank
we look
you.
At opening We're going to broadcast live here on Classical 102.9 FM from that opening night. Meantime, the website, one more time, collingwoodfestival.com or 1-866-382-2200. What do you say we wrap it up with the Elmer Eisler Singers?
Wonderful.
Eleanor Daly's Paradise with the Elmer Eisler Singers. They're part of opening night at the Collingwood Summer Music Festival. It's July 18th, 6:30 to 9 p.m., the New Life Church Auditorium in Collingwood. The inaugural concert, a choral extravaganza with the Elmer Eisler Singers. Choral Works Choir from the Barrie area. Lydia Adams conducts the choirs. Daniel Nukowski will be the piano soloist with these performances. Mayumi Zeiler playing violin and bringing her sisters for the Zeiler strings. And the Collingwood Festival Orchestra, just a great show to kick off. 9 performances in this Collingwood Summer Music Festival. Learn more at collingwoodfestival.com and call for tickets 1-866-382-2200. It's Bill's Classical Jukebox, and we'll have more of your requests after this.